This is the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Hello. Radio. Hey, if you do like what you hear, you can download our app free via the App Store.
Yes, you can, or for iOS or for Android.
Yay! What we really need you to do, if you like it, is to share it with your friends and make sure you tell your friends to download it, because the more people that know about us, I guess the more interviews that we can get with the big names and the... You know, the more chances we've got to get prizes for you guys.
Exactly.
We're going to have a collaboration very, very soon with a local business that loves to sell K-pop merch, and they're in the thick of it. And they're going to be hopefully...
the thick of it.
...giving us some prize giveaways very soon. So we can't wait to tell you more about that. You're going to have to keep sticking around and listening to the Jeanette and J. John Show.
Sounds hype.
I like giveaways.
I want it now.
Everyone likes giveaways.
Give me something now.
Here is a piece of paper. Uncomprehended Child, coming up by Froya. Chibi, kind of weird conversation I was having with someone in my workplace, day job, last week. I don't know whatever the conversation, however it got to this point. Anne, who, was, what am I trying to say about Anne? She's one of our senior workers. She's retired. You know, she's a lovely lady. She's one of my best friends. She was asking me if I remember what it was like to be in a pram getting pushed around. And I said to her, I can't remember that. She goes, well, I do. I remember how my times in my pram when I was younger. And I'm like, I don't know how old you were in your pram, but I do not remember.
Did she leave the pram at like 9 years old?
Maybe she was 65 by that stage. I don't know. Maybe she got back in the pram.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't have an early, I'm no memories of being in a pram. Do you?
No, I don't.
Robert?
Actually.
Not at all.
Think about it.
So I thought, given we're about to play Uncomprehended Child, I wanted to know what your earliest memory was. What's your earliest memory of the world?
I do remember, I don't know if it was a dream or if it was real life, but I do remember...
That's a scary place to be.
Lying down on bed, my dad was changing my nappy, and then my sisters were watching me for some reason. Maybe he was teaching them how to change my nappy. Or that might have been a dream, I forgot. But...
Wow, that is an early memory.
It's a very... vivid and specific memory. Anyway, the other memory I definitely do remember was losing my cot.
Oh, yeah, mum and dad took your cot away for your younger sibling?
Yeah, well, my nephew.
Right.
Yeah, he was like 4 years, well, he was pretty much a sibling, 4 years younger than me. I had to give it away and give it to him. And
so you felt like something that was really important to you was being taken away.
I chucked a tantrum, that's for sure.
Dang.
I spat milk everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Tantrums are great.
Didn't get my way though.
My earliest memory is actually playing with matches.
Yep.
And I think because that was associated with burning myself. So I remember sitting out on the deck in the backyard, and I must have got a box of matches somehow, and I thought, I'm going to give this a go. I've seen it done.
Okay.
I'm going to try. And I lit it, and I flame. So I put it on my finger, of course.
So before you learned how to walk, you learned how to light matches.
Well, I think I'd already learned how to walk.
Okay.
I think I was about 4, so I can't remember anything before that. Is that a late memory? I am older. That was 30 years ago. But yeah, so I remember playing with matches, and then I think my earliest memory is playing with Lego, because I love Lego.
Yeah.
I always remember the moments I was playing with Lego.
We all have those memories with Lego.
What about you, Robert?
The earliest memory I probably have was experimenting with electric motors, little DC motors. No, it's a very specific reason why.
Yeah.
As you know, little electric DC motors, they run off, a couple of AA batteries or something like that. What I thought was, you can run them off batteries, but, you have to keep replacing them.
Right.
I wanted to try running it off the mains outlet.
Okay,
no.
Right, wow.
Yeah, and that didn't end terribly well. I mean, well enough that I'm still here, but there was still scorch marks on the on the plug plate for probably many years after that.
Welcome to the real world.
my younger brother used to have one of those, I think it was like a talking lesson thing, like it was like one of those computer screens that you press the buttons and the back in the 90s. Like, it was like a...
Like, it wasn't a real computer.
It was kind of like a calculator screen.
Learn to speak, or something. Yeah.
You know that? I think it was a... who was that hip-hop group that did...
Boys to Men.
High Five.
Destiny's
Child. Wow, guys. Limp Bizkit. You know how they had that song with a, like, Discover AI...
Right,
you know that voice, like that electronic voice, was like, you know, W E R T Y, and you could like, no, Limp Bizkit. Anyway,
okay, right.
Anyway, so basically, you could play it with the batteries,
right?
Or you could plug it into the wall. And for some reason, he thought it'd be a good idea to plug the AC adapter into the wall, and then put the other side of the plug in his mouth.
Oh,
because that's how you get superpowers.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not, kids. Do not listen to Uncle Jimmy. So that's what he did. He thought it'd be funny to, adventurous. You know, not? Just put a plug in your mouth.
A little bit of a spark in his life.
So, yeah, that didn't go too well. And, like, he just, like, ran to mum's like, I can see everything blue. So, yeah. But he did a lot of stupid things, that kid. Like, he was very adventurous. He did dumb things, my brother.
Is that the one that dated Jeanette?
This is the older one. Well, that was a stupid thing.
Yeah.
Both of my brothers have done stupid things. I don't know if you even... No, I wouldn't say that. Anyway.
Anyway.
My younger brother once drank petrol. Same brother. Because this is my dad being a bit silly as well. Because you know those bottles that used to be taken, like, back... The soft drink truck would come and give you bottles, and, like, really old school.
The glass bottles.
Yeah, like, bring you glass bottles filled with soft drink, and then you'd keep them empty out the back, and then you'd give them back to the man to, like, bring fresh soft drink to you, you know?
Oh, like the old milk bottles.
Yeah, kind of like that. But they did it, like, it sort of lingered on for many more years after the milk... you know, deliveries used to happen.
Mm.
But yeah, so my dad thought it would be a good idea to use one of those bottles one day to pour petrol into the mower, and then left a heap, and then put the bottle back in, like, near the, you know, the rest of the bottles that were going back to the soft drink man. And my brother decided to, you know, just drink the rest of the soft drink that was left over in the bottles, because kids are stupid, let's be honest. So this is out in the backyard drinking, like, leftover bits of soft drink been out in the rain. And then, decided to drink the petrol one, yeah.
I mean, aside from the petrol, but isn't, like, the last 20% of drink, like, backwash?
Not from a, like, 1.25-litre thing. It was just being poured into cups,
Guess. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I see your point. Yeah. Backwash, not good. Not for me. That's it for another day of Asian Pop Radio. Thank you, Juby, for being my co-host today.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Robert, for being our program producer.
Anytime.
Can you guys remind us how people can, immerse themselves in Asian Pop Radio throughout the week?
AsianPopRadio.com.
Facebook/AsianPopRadio.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube. /AsianPopRadio.
YouTube.
Yeah, that could work as well. Yeah.
Podomatic.
That could work as well. Yeah. You can find us on iTunes.
We're also on Twitter.
Everywhere. I think that kind of covers it all.
Or as MacFan would like to say, just Google us.
Thank you very much again to Diana for coming in. Make sure you do see her comedy festival show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Just search for it on the MICF website. You'll get what you need. Great talent, and we appreciate her coming in. Bye.